Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Essential Art Therapy Exercises, Effective Techniques to Manage Anxiety. Depression and PTSD by Leah Guzman is a practical mental health and creativity guide centered on using art making as a structured tool for emotional support. Guzman is associated with art therapy, coaching, mixed media art, and approaches that connect creative expression with healing, self-awareness, and cognitive change. The book belongs to the self-help and applied art therapy category rather than academic theory. And its purpose is to give readers usable exercises that do not require formal artistic training. Its emphasis is on process over finished artwork drawing, painting, symbol making. And visual reflection become ways to notice feelings, regulate stress, and give shape to experiences that may be difficult to express verbally. The book addresses anxiety, depression, and PTSD as conditions that can benefit from safe expressive outlets, while implicitly positioning these exercises as complementary to professional care when symptoms are serious or persistent. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Accessible art making as a mental health practice for non-artists. A central feature of essential art therapy exercises is its insistence that therapeutic art making does not depend on artistic talent. This matters because many people avoid creative practices due to fear of producing something unattractive or technically weak. Guzman frames art as a process of expression, observation, and emotional release rather than a performance. That orientation lowers the barrier for readers dealing with anxiety, depression, or trauma who may already struggle with judgment, avoidance, or low motivation. The exercises are presented as practical activities that can be done with ordinary art materials and adapted to a reader's comfort level. The therapeutic value comes from what the activity makes visible: sensations, memories, thought patterns, emotional conflicts, or unmet needs. By removing the pressure to make polished work, the book helps readers use drawing, color, form, and image as tools for noticing inner experience. This accessibility also broadens the audience beyond artists to include people who want a nonverbal method of self-reflection. In this sense, the book functions less like an art instruction manual and more like a guided emotional practice that uses creative media as the point of entry. Secondly, externalizing anxiety, depression, and trauma through visual expression. The book treats art making as a way to move emotional material from an internal and often confusing state into an external visual form. This is especially relevant for anxiety, depression, and PTSD, because these conditions can involve rumination, emotional numbness, intrusive memories, bodily tension, or thoughts that feel repetitive and difficult to interrupt. A visual exercise can create distance between the person and the symptom. Anxiety may become a shape. Depression may become a color field, or distress may be represented through texture and movement. The important mechanism is not artistic symbolism in a formal sense, but the act of making experience observable. Once feelings are represented outside the body, readers can examine them with more perspective and less immediate overwhelm. This can support emotional regulation because the page or canvas becomes a contained space where difficult material can be approached gradually. The book also reflects a common principle in art therapy. Some experiences are hard to capture in ordinary language, particularly traumatic or highly charged ones. Image-based work can therefore provide an alternate route into awareness, helping readers name, organize, and sometimes transform emotional states that previously felt vague or unmanageable. Thirdly, cognitive behavioral ideas translated into creative exercises. Guzman's approach is described as incorporating cognitive behavioral art therapy techniques, which gives the book a distinctive practical structure. Now, cognitive behavioral methods generally focus on identifying thoughts, emotions, behaviors, and patterns that maintain distress. When translated into art-based exercises, these ideas become more concrete. Instead of only writing a thought record or discussing a belief verbally, a reader may visualize a recurring worry, map emotional triggers, or represent a desired cognitive shift through image and color. This translation is useful because visual work can reveal patterns that are not immediately obvious in conversation or journaling. For example, repeated visual choices may show themes of constriction, fragmentation, heaviness, avoidance, or conflict. The creative task can then become a way to experiment with alternatives, such as adding supportive imagery, changing the composition, or creating a symbol of safety. The book therefore links expression with cognitive change. Readers are not simply venting feelings, but observing how inner narratives are organized and how they might be reframed. This makes the exercises more focused than casual drawing, while keeping them more approachable than clinical CBT manuals. Fourthly, mindfulness, embodiment, and emotional regulation through the art process. Another important dimension of the book is its use of the art process as a grounding and regulating activity. Art making naturally invites attention to sensory details, such as pressure, rhythm, color, line, texture, and movement. For readers experiencing anxiety or trauma-related activation, this focus can redirect attention from racing thoughts toward present-moment experience. For readers experiencing depression, the same process may provide a low-pressure form of engagement when motivation is limited. The value is not that art automatically resolves symptoms, but that it can create a structured interval in which the nervous system has something concrete, repetitive, and sensory to organize around. The exercises also encourage self-awareness by asking readers to notice emotional shifts before, during, and after making art. This reflective step is important because it turns the activity into a feedback process rather than simple distraction. Readers can begin to identify which materials, colors, prompts, or forms help them feel calmer, clearer, or more connected. In that way, the book supports individualized emotional regulation. It offers practical methods for building a personal creative toolkit that can be used alongside other coping strategies. Lastly, spirituality and manifestation as part of the healing framework, a notable aspect of Guzman's broader work reflected in the positioning of this book, is the integration of art therapy with spirituality and the law of attraction. This gives the exercises a different tone from purely clinical manuals. Rather than treating art only as symptom management, the book connects creative expression with healing emotional wounds, imagining desired states, and aligning with a more authentic sense of self. For some readers, this can make the work feel more personally meaningful because it frames recovery not only as reducing anxiety or depression, but also as clarifying values, hopes, and identity. Visual practices are well suited to this purpose because images can hold aspiration, memory, emotion, and symbolic meaning at the same time. However, this spiritual dimension is best understood as an interpretive framework rather than a substitute for evidence-based treatment. Readers who prefer strictly clinical language may find this element less central to their needs, while readers open to integrative self-help may find it engaging. The book stands out by combining practical art prompts with a healing vocabulary that includes energy, intention, and personal transformation without requiring readers to be trained artists. In conclusion, Essential Art Therapy Exercises is best suited for readers who want a practical, low-barrier way to use creativity in support of mental health. It may be especially useful for people managing mild to moderate anxiety, low mood, stress, or trauma-related emotional residue who want exercises they can complete privately and at their own pace. Therapists, coaches, educators, and group facilitators may also find it useful as a source of accessible prompts, although clinical use should be guided by appropriate training and ethical judgment. The main benefit is practical rather than theoretical. The book helps readers turn abstract emotional states into visible, workable forms. It can support self-awareness, grounding, emotional language, and reflection without demanding artistic skill. Compared with many self-help books that rely primarily on explanation, journaling, or mindset advice, this book stands out because it uses image making as the primary method of inquiry. Compared with more academic art therapy texts, it is more accessible and exercise-driven. Its distinctive position comes from blending art therapy practices, cognitive behavioral influence, and a spiritual or manifestation-oriented healing lens. Readers seeking deep clinical theory may need additional resources, but those looking for guided creative practices will find a focused and approachable entry point. If you would like to support Leah Guzman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.